himself. The deeper we get in God. Today I bring to you a word entitled Manor or Quail. Manor or Quail. The ways of God is past finding out. Job says, who can fathom God? The wider we get in God is the wider God expand himself. The deeper we get in God is the deeper he gets. No man can find out God by searching. The great prophet Elijah thought he knew what was in the mind of God. He thought he was the only prophet left. But God shook him in the midst of his depression and suicidal state. You are not the only one. Come on, now come somebody lift your hand and say, Lord, I know you don't need me. So I will humble myself and let you have your way with me. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. The children of Israel went into the land of Egypt without command from God. No one sought the face of God, whether or not they should have gone. They went on their own. And trouble happened. There is such a thing that is called the permissive will of God. It does not necessarily mean that it was a part of God's plan for you, but God allowed it to be so. Lift your hand in the presence of the Lord and said, nothing can happen in my life that God did not order. His permissive will allow things to come into order. So you know the story well about Israel and how they went into Egypt and how Pharaoh turned them into slaves. And you knew how he oppressed them sore and they begin to remember their God. And God rose up a baby. God brought a baby to the birth. While Pharaoh was killing babies, this baby survived. If you sit beside a family member, nudge them and tell them, wait on God. Maybe your deliverer is about to be born. Come on, come on, come on. Maybe you're talking to the wrong neighbor. Maybe your deliverer is swimming upstream. So we have to learn how to wait on God. They cried and God put a plan in place. And the plan had to come to birth. The plan grew up. And the plan came into action. And what do you know? Long story short, the deliverer led them out of Egypt. And sometimes when you are being led out of your situation, you will end up in the wilderness. It's still not over. I wish somebody will praise God. Oh, lift your hand in the presence of the Lord and said, I am being led. It might not seem like it because where you are, you said, surely God could not have brought me to this place. But God is in the midst of the situation. I don't care how ugly it gets. God is in the midst of it. I know I'm talking to somebody out there. Whether in the church house or in radio land, I know that God is speaking to somebody today. You may at your point of giving up, but God is right there with you. You're not alone. Somebody said, "Lead me, Lord, I follow." And so Moses, I want to bring you quickly. Manna is bread. Quail is the flesh of a certain kind of bird. And as they were led through the wilderness, I want to read the word for you. Is that all right? I could quickly paraphrase the story, but sometimes you need to hear the word of the Lord in your hearing. So can we read Exodus chapter 16? And I'm reading from the verse 6. And it said, "So Moses and Aaron said to all the Israelites, 'In the evening you will know that it was the Lord who brought you out of Egypt.'" I know it don't look like it. Can I talk to the church? It does not look like God has brought you here, but God has brought you here. I wish somebody will praise him. "And in the morning, you will see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we that you should grumble against us?" So let me bring you up to speed real quick. The people began to complain. Is it because there is no grave in Egypt while Moses take us into the wilderness? Can I paraphrase? Talking about he's a deliverer. Huh? You deliver us from a situation to a worse situation. And so when the Lord said they grumbled against him, they weren't talking about God. They were talking about Moses and Aaron and Miriam. Call yourself prophetess. Huh? Come on now. And Aaron calling himself armor bearer. Look at Moses calling himself a leader. There's no way you could be a leader and lead us here. What kind of leader is this? What kind of leader lead his people in a wilderness where there's no water to drink? Come on now. And now, even though they were slaves in Egypt, they missed the flesh part. When God is leading you, I'm telling you, he'll take away sometimes the best meal. Somebody just said, "Lord, Lord, Lord. I feel like I'm going ahead of myself. So let me get back to the base. Let me get back to the base." So the people begins to complain. Verse 8 says, "Moses also said, 'You will know,'" even though Aaron said it, but Moses as the leader is making sure that his voice is heard. "Moses said, 'You will know that it was the Lord when he gave you meat to eat in the evening and all the bread you want in the morning. Because he heard your grumbling against him. If you complain against me, if you complain against the apostle, if you complain against Bishop Shaw, you have complained against God. That's why a leader should walk right. So when people talk about you, they have not spoken about you. They have spoken about God." Oh, I wish somebody would praise God. And that's why I don't retaliate when people talk about me. I've never picked up the phone and said to someone, why did you say XYZ about me? Are you crazy? I'm not picking no fight with you. You're not talking about me. No, no, not me. Because the Lord says that when the wicked gnash at the righteous, that God laughs. Moses said, then Moses, verse 9, then Moses told Aaron, say to the entire Israelite community, come before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling. While Aaron was speaking in the whole Israelite community, they looked towards the desert, and there was the glory of the Lord appearing in the cloud. I am telling you today and this holy Shabbat that the glory of the Lord is about to appear in the clouds. In the form of rain. The Lord said to Moses, I have heard, you see how many times, just listen. I have heard the grumbling of the Israelite. Tell them at twilight, you will eat meat. And in the morning, you will be filled with bread. Then they will know that I am their God. That evening, someone said that evening. Nudge a neighbor and said, your evening has come. And your morning will come. That evening, quail came and covered the camp. And in the morning, there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost on the ground appear in the desert floor. When the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, what is it? For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, it is the bread the Lord has given you to eat. Now your neighbor said, watch your complaint. This is what the Lord has commanded. Verse 60. Everyone is to gather as much as they need. I'm telling you, the rain is coming. Gather what you need. The rain is coming. Speak it, what you need. Because by God, as I tell you, it will come. I said it will come. Everyone is to gather as much as they need. Take an offer. For each person you have in your tent. And that is 3/4 of a gallon. Just in case you didn't know that. I'm transitioning to Numbers 11. From verse 31 to the verse 34. The Lord sent a wind from the sea that brought quails and dropped them all around the camp. Whatever you need, God can raise up an east wind and it can make its landing. I said, whenever God is moving with a wind, he moves with an east wind. And when the east wind rises up, it's not always good. Masa Tadio City. And it brought and trapped them all around the camp. There were quail on the ground about 3 feet deep, as far as you could walk in a day, in any direction. If you move east, west, north, or south, you sunk 3 feet deep with quail. All that day and night, all the next day, the people went out and gathered quail. That simply means they have lost a night's sleep, picking up the blessing. Watch out now. Because you see, some of us will tarry all night to pick up blessings. But you won't tarry all night for a prayer service. Come on, I tell you something. I said I went somewhere the other day, and when I saw the lines that people join in the midst of COVID to enter into a store, I said, surely God is a jealous God, because no one would stand in line that long for the word of God. No one would wait for the church doors to be open, and they're only letting 2 at a time, at the most 3 at a time in the store. And when you go in the store, no one is there telling you to hurry up. You shop at your leisure. You browse at your leisure. And people wait. The only place we don't have time is church. Oh, the service is too long. Oh, God. I remember going to church and sitting on benches that had no cushion. Now we have cushion, and the service is too long. And the music is too loud. But you don't have a problem with the club. Lord, 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 I didn't call you a hypocrite, did I? Oh, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. I said the only place people can't find money to spend is in the church house. You can find money for everything you need. But when it comes to the business of God, I am broke. I am broke. I didn't call you a hypocrite, did I? I feel God on this holy Shabbat. Anybody out there listening to me, can you feel God? Is he knocking at your heart door, telling you wake up and stop the foolishness? Can you hear God? And some of us still have the nerve to be complaining. You need to stop your complaining, because manna or quail will overwhelm you. We're going somewhere. We're going somewhere. Lord, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord. Verse 32 says, all that day and night, all the next day, the people went out and gathered the quails. No one gathered less than 60 bushels. Then they spread the quails out all around the camp. Do you understand? Up to this point, they've been in the wilderness and they were just feasting on vegetable. But then their mind reflect on the flesh pot in Egypt. And then they started to complain. We want meat. God said, I will give you meat, all right. Be careful of your complaint. Now watch it. And somebody in the house, somebody in radio land, lift your hand and said, Lord, I thank you for what you've blessed me with. Said, Lord, help me to be satisfied. Come on, said, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thine hand has provided. Somebody cried, great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Oh, somebody ought to bless God. Somebody ought to bless God. I said, somebody ought to bless God. Come on and bless your God. Come on and bless your God. He's faithful. And while the meat was in their mouth, let me paraphrase that. While the blessings overwhelms them, and they gathered and say their grace and begin to eat the blessings of Yahweh. While it was in their mouth, before they had even a chance to chew it, the Lord became angry with the people and struck them with a severe plague. Lift your hand again and said, Lord, help me to be thankful. Come on now, envision yourself. Tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you. Maybe all you had to eat today is a little cereal. Said, Lord, I thank you. Come on now, you may not know where the steak is coming from for dinner tonight or tomorrow, but said, Lord, I thank you. If it is only some vegetable, Lord, I thank you. Come on. Lord, if it's only some corn, I thank you. Or somebody, I just thank God. Get up on your feet and say, God, I thank you for your provision in my life. I thank you for what you have provided for my family. Lord God, I thank you. Great is thy faithfulness. And while the blessing of God was in their mouth, before they had a chance to chew it, a severe, not just a plague, a severe plague struck the people. That plague that struck them, the Bible says that every part on their bodies that had holes, the meat begins to come out. And the people rose up. Three thousands of them begin to fornicate in the middle of the blessing. Don't you know that when blessing comes, we don't remember God? When blessing comes, we play the fool. And we, God, don't hear from us until the blessing is over. We come and we said, Lord, if you'll just bless me one more time, I will surely give you the tenth. I didn't call you a hypocrite, did I? And while the blessing killed 3,000 in the midst of that, God was birthing the church. Nudge a neighbor and said, the blessings of God will not go to waste. Look at a neighbor and said, be careful of the blessing you're complaining about. Lord, 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 Lord. Help us, Holy Ghost. When the Lord is in control. I stop reading the word now. I'm talking to you now. Can I talk to the house now? Can I talk to you now, Radio Land? When the Lord is in control, we can be still and trust his leadership. His leadership is not always smooth. There's a folk song that we used to sing back in the day. And I'm talking about Jamaicans. If you're a Jamaican, you would know this. And the song is called Hilangoli Rido. Hilangoli. Whether he allow you to ride up on the hill or in the valley, in the gully, trust his leadership. Trust his leadership. And know that where he leads you gets stink sometimes. Oh God, I know where he leads you. No water is there sometimes. But trust his leadership. His ways doesn't always seem like it. Sometimes we said, surely this can't be God. But take comfort today, God is in it. When Job's friends came to see him for 7 days, they opened not their mouth because they can't believe the righteous man they know have put forth his hand to iniquity, because only iniquity could let you look like that. But how wrong were they? Because the man was still righteous. Oh, who am I talking to? God was still leading when his flesh lead his body. God was still leading him when he had to lay down in the ash for comfort. God was in the ash with him. Now who am I talking to? I said when the enemy took his children, God was there with him. God can't even take some of us dogs. I said, God, permissive will. Allow the man's children to be slaughtered. But God was in it. It doesn't look like God. But rise up in your situation and said, I am not alone in the fight. God is in it with me. My friends can't understand it, but I know that God is in it with me. My friends are talking about me.